Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled Curling Up with the Good Book, was written by Allison Keita. The small country of Iceland is a nation of readers. In fact, it's reported that each year this nation publishes and reads more books per person than any other country. On Christmas Eve, it's a tradition for Icelanders to give books to family and friends and then read long into the night. This tradition dates back to World War II, when imports were restricted, but paper was cheap. Icelandic publishers began flooding the market with new titles in late fall. Now, a catalog of the country's new releases is sent to every Icelandic home in mid-November. This tradition is known as the Christmas Book Flood. We can be thankful God blessed so many with the ability to craft a good story and to educate, inspire, or motivate others through their words. There's nothing like a good book. The best-selling book of all, the Bible, was composed by many authors who wrote in poetry and prose, some great stories, some not so, but all of it inspired. As the Apostle Paul reminded Timothy, all Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, and equipping God's people for every good work. Reading the Bible convicts, inspires, and helps us to live for Him and guides us into the truth. In our reading, let's not forget to find time to curl up with the greatest book of all, the Bible. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 17. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, when we had wandered off far from you, you didn't leave us alone to fend for ourselves. Instead, you sent us your Son to show us the way back, and you gave us the Scriptures to teach us and to guide us in our journey of faith. We thank you for your grace and your mercy when we didn't deserve either, and we thank you for continually feeding us and equipping us to do the work that you have called each of us to do. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.